Okay, so this exercise is called STOP, S-T-T-O-P. So what I'd like you to do is make yourself comfy, find a comfortable spot for your head, for your back, for your arms, for your legs. And for the first few moments, just take a few breaths in, closing your eyes, breathing nice and deep and slow, in through your nose, out through your mouth, or whatever is more comfortable for you, if it's in through your mouth or out through your mouth, whatever works. Just find a comfortable rhythm, breath, just to allow yourself to ground into your experience right now. Just taking a few moments to feel the feet, to feel the floor under your feet, to follow your breath all the way down to the very end of the breath, all the way down deep into the ribs, and exhale and follow that breath all the way out to the end of the breath. Breathing in nice and deep and slow, in. And exhaling all the way out. Follow that breath all the way out. Breathing nice and deep and slow, in. All the way in. And all the way out. And as you continue to focus on your breath, also pay attention to the floor under your feet, at your point of contact with your toes. Notice the chair under your legs or the furniture under your legs. Notice the points of contact between the furniture and your arms, and your back, and your head. Just try to ground yourself into this experience, into this moment where you are, letting go of the last moment, letting go of the past, letting go of the moment yet to come, the future. Just trying to take notice of this moment that you're in. Trying to notice as much you can about the things you hear, feel, sense, smell, about the moment you're in. Just taking a few moments to focus on your breath, breathing all the way deep, following that breath all the way down, and then exhaling out, all the way out. Following that breath all the way out. And as I'm quiet, just take a few more moments to follow your breath. Good. So as you continue to focus on your breathing, I'd like to just take a moment to explain the exercise. So this exercise is known by the acronym STOP, S-T-T-O-P, STOP. And it's a cognitive diffusion exercise, which simply means when you have a thought, a somatic experience, an emotional reaction, or you notice yourself engaging in certain behaviors, or you notice certain triggers, the most important thing to do, instead of just paying attention to it, focusing on it, believing it, letting it overwhelm you, the most important thing to do is to start noticing what's happening for you. And in the process of noticing, observing, questioning, analyzing, a process of what's called diffusion occurs. Diffusion is simply separating from the experience and observing it. Diffusion is the opposite to cognitive fusion. So often we get fused with the emotions, So they get stuck on us, we get swept up by them, overwhelmed. We get stuck to certain ways of thinking, certain ways of reacting, certain ways of feeling those thoughts and feelings in our body. And we get stuck to the behavior, we get fused. So this exercise is about diffusion, separating from. And in the process of observing, questioning, analyzing, and separating, we get perspective. And in perspective taking, we get that objectivity that allows us to step back, analyze it, assess it, feel it, notice it, observe it. And with that, we get better decision making and actions. We don't necessarily get as swept up by emotions and thoughts, by habits or urges or certain triggers. We get perspective. We're able to both feel and think, both question, evaluate, and assess. It's not about emotions being bad, it's about having perspective and questioning and analysis of the emotion, understanding it, looking at it, befriending it, questioning it, not taking anything at face value. So what I'd like you to do is first bring to mind a situation that was distressing for you, a recent situation where you felt yourself get hijacked. Hijacked is simply overwhelmed by some emotion, be it anxiety, sadness, frustration, anger, whatever it may be, sadness. Just bring to mind a recent situation where you got hijacked, overwhelmed by some emotion, swept up, taken away. Just as I'm quiet, bring that back to mind. Good. Remember where you were, what hijacked you, what was the trigger, what you were thinking, what you were feeling, what you were doing. Try to bring as much of that back to mind. Notice most importantly what you were feeling in your body. So what you were thinking, what you were feeling, how you were feeling that in your body, what you were doing, what triggered you. And you may also want to ask yourself what you were believing about you, about the future, about the past. What were the beliefs underneath those thoughts? So bringing that all back to mind as best you can, as realistically as possible. The most important thing to do whenever you're experiencing anything is the very first moment you've noticed something is distressing or bothering you, whether it be a certain behavior you notice first, whether it be a certain tightness in your body, or you may notice a heaviness, whatever it might be, whatever somatically you experience, you may have certain tells, tapping of fingers, clicking. You may notice more at first the emotion, or you may notice the thoughts or the ruminations. Whatever it is, whatever you notice first, the most important thing you can do is to stop. The S in STTOP stands for stop. Stop. And when you stop, don't believe anything, don't focus on it, don't immediately validate it, just stop. Stop everything. Stop the ruminating, stop everything. And the T in stop, the first T, take as many long, slow, deep breaths into 7, out to 11 as you can. Just give yourself a moment to disengage, disentangle yourself from whatever triggered you. So stop and take as many long, slow, deep breaths as you need. So when you think of this situation that was troublesome for you, think of when now might have been best for you to intervene, to stop. Imagine yourself stopping in that situation and taking as many long, slow, deep breaths as you need. And that may be 1 set of 10, 2 sets of 10, 3 sets of 10. You may be sitting there breathing for 10 minutes just to get disengaged, just to get unhooked, just to get some distance. So imagine if you had done that, and imagine doing that now. Long, slow, deep breaths into 7 and all the way out comfortably to 11. Either in through your nose or in through your mouth, as many as often as you need. So doing that now, the most difficult thing to do for all of us is to disengage from familiar habits, to interrupt rumination, to not immediately validate the thought or the feeling, but to simply stop everything. And generally speaking, all we need to do is pause for a minimum of 90 seconds to interrupt the behavioral cascade, to interrupt old habits, to interrupt rumination. All we need to do is stop for at least 90 seconds, and that's enough to interfere with the chain reaction. So the second T in stop is to take some deep breaths and to take notice. Take notice of what you're experiencing in your body. So take some long, slow, deep breaths. Take notice. When you think back on that situation or as you recall it now, take notice of what you feel in your body. Where is it? What do you feel? What do you notice? Is there a tightness, a tension, a clenching, a heaviness? Where is it and what is it? So to take notice of what you feel in your body. So as you recall that situation now, take notice of what you feel. Or when you reflect back on it, did you notice anything in your body? Did you notice any sensations? The next thing to do is take notice the strongest emotion you're feeling now as you recall it or you felt then. What word best describes the strongest emotion you had? And where's that emotion coming from? Really pay attention to that emotion. Pay attention to the depth, the intensity. Pay attention to where it may start in your body, where it may move to. Pay attention to how the intensity changes. Pay attention to take notice of as much as you can of what you experience somatically in your body. Take notice of how the emotion manifests, how the intensity changes, where it sits in your body. And the third thing is to take notice of what you're thinking. What are you thinking about yourself, about the situation, about the past, about the future? What are you believing? So as you think of that situation now, as you recalled it, what were the thoughts going through your mind about the situation? About you, the past, the future? What were you believing about yourself, about life, about the past? What thoughts were you having? Was there any catastrophizing thoughts? The what ifs? Were you magnifying? Did you feel overwhelmed, stuck, paralyzed? Did you hear yourself say can't? Too much? Were you overgeneralizing? Did you hear any never, no one, nothing, always, those superlatives, those absolutes? Was there some judgment in the shoulds, musts, or have tos, anger towards self or others? Feel that rigidity, that harshness. Notice it, observe it, understand it. Very important in this exercise, we don't go to shaming or guilting or blaming ourselves or anyone else. So far, take notice of what you're experiencing somatically. Take notice of what emotion you're feeling the strongest, and there could be many emotions, but typically one emotion stands out. Take notice, too, of what you're thinking about yourself, the future, the past, the world. Take notice, too, of any behaviors, any urges, any desire to yell, scream, run, hide. Any rumination. Any frantic searching or texting. Any pacing. What are the behaviors, the urges? And lastly, take notice of the trigger. What started the whole chain of events? Was it something external, internal? Was it something simply a thought you had, a rumination? Take notice of the trigger. So the observe, the O in stop is to observe. Observe what happens as you make as much room in your body, in your experience for all of these things. Take notice as you take some long, deep breaths in and out. What happens as you allow those emotions, sensations, thoughts, urges to just be there? Don't fight them. Don't legitimize them, don't validate them, don't ruminate on them, don't immediately dismiss them or minimize them. Just let them be there. Observe what happens to your thoughts, your feelings, the somatic experience, the behaviors, the beliefs, as you just simply breathe through. So breathe in nice and deep and slow, in through the nose if that's your comforting for you, and out through the mouth. Notice as you give permission to the overwhelm, the anxiety, the sadness, feelings of stuck, to just be there. Give permission to it be there. You don't validate it, don't legitimize it, don't invalidate it, don't argue with it, just let it be there. Just notice it there, observe it, make space for it, as much space as it needs. So breathing nice and deep and slow, into 7, out to 11, and repeating quietly to yourself, I notice the feeling in my body of, and repeat that to yourself 3 times, doing it 3 times, another long, slow, deep breath in. Exhaling all the way out to 11. I notice the feeling in my body of, exhaling all the way out to 11. I notice the feeling in my body of, and really welcome it there. Invite it there. Give it space. Inhaling really slowly into 7, out to 11. Just allow it to be there. Make space for it. It may take up your entire body, the entire room, an entire house, an entire block. Let it take up as much space as it needs. Don't fight it. Don't validate it. Don't invalidate it. Don't legitimize it. Don't dispute it. Just let it be there. Let it be whatever it is. Then again, taking a long, slow, deep breath in. Exhaling out. I notice the feeling of, and notice the feeling. Observe the feeling, the sadness, the overwhelm, the frustration. Notice the intensity, the depth. Notice how it moves, what it feels like. I notice the feeling of, and do that 3 times. Breathing in nice and deep and slow. And watch how it changes, watch how it moves, as you just allow it to be there, not legitimizing it or validating it or invalidating it. I notice the thoughts of myself, others, the future, the past, the world. I notice the thoughts of breathing in nice and deep and slow, exhaling, and finishing that sentence. I notice the thoughts of myself, the future, the world, the past, the future. And doing that 3 times. Then I notice the urge to do or to not do, and then finish that sentence. Breathing in nice and deep and slow, into 7, out to 11, and notice as you repeat that, and do that 3 times, notice how the urge changes. It may grow smaller, may intensify, may stay the same. I notice the urge to do or to not do. Take a long, slow, deep breath in and out, repeating that quietly to yourself and doing that 3 times. Good. The second last one is I notice the original trigger of isolate what started the whole thing, either an external trigger, an internal trigger, a thought, a rumination. I notice the original trigger of, and finish that sentence, taking long, slow, deep breaths in to 7, out to 11. And as you exhale, really notice, observe the trigger, observe how it changes as you do that 3 times. Good, and lastly, asking yourself, I notice the thing I long for most is, and finish that sentence as you take some long, slow, deep breaths in and out, and notice what comes to you. I notice the thing I long for most is. Good, and the last step in the stop is to do 2 things, to plan, to respond in a way to these experiences, be they at first you notice the emotions, the thoughts, the beliefs, the behaviors, the somatic experience or the triggers, whatever it is. To plan to respond in a way that's exact opposite to what you may have done in the past. So instead of saying yes, you say no. Or you say, I'm not sure, I need to think about that. Instead of I'm automatically assuming it's your responsibility, you assume instead, no, it's not my responsibility. And then you go from there. Instead of thinking of shoulding yourself or shoulding your others, you have compassion for yourself, compassion for someone else, but you also look at how to meet your needs while having compassion for yourself and others. How best can you meet your needs in the context of sometimes of what is competing compassion. So plan to respond in a way that's the exact opposite to what you may have done before. So instead of ruminating, dance and sing. So instead of hiding, to go outside, do something. So instead of believing an anxious thought, to assume everything will be fine. And that if it isn't, you'll deal with it at the time. But to assume it's okay, and it'll be okay. To trust in yourself. So plan to respond in a way that's the exact opposite to what you may have done in the past. The other part of P, the P in stop, is plan to show yourself compassion, kindness, and caring. What do you need? What are you struggling with? What's difficult for you? Put your hand on your heart if it's comfortable for you. And have some compassion for your struggle. Your struggle is simply coming from a place of wanting to do things that are helpful. But the conflict is with meeting your needs. And it's important. It's intrinsic, it's helpful to meet your needs. It's important, it's essential that you think of what you need. You set boundaries on what you'll do or not do in order to get those needs met. And usually in healthy relationships, we don't need to meet those needs at others' expenses. But sometimes there's competing needs. And it's important to ask yourself and to know what you need and what is reasonable for you, what you can do and can't do. And that is only defined by what best serves you, by your values, by your needs, your expectations, and your beliefs, not by others. You can only serve your needs in a way that meets your values, needs, beliefs, and expectations. When we live according to other people's values, expectations, beliefs, we'll end up perpetually in conflict with ourselves. You have your boundaries, and those will be unique to you. You'll have your needs, and those will be unique to you. You needn't justify them, substantiate them, or validate them to others. They're simply your needs. And as long as those needs are reasonable, understandable, that's all that's important. So to plan to respond in a way that is opposite to what you would have done in the past, and plan to respond in a way that shows yourself compassion, caring, and kindness, addressing your needs. It's always really important to remember, just because you can have a thought doesn't mean it's a valid, reasonable, or appropriate thought, healthy thought. Just because you can have a feeling doesn't mean it's valid, appropriate, or reasonable for the situation. Whatever it is, thoughts, habits, behaviors, beliefs, feelings, we need to evaluate with scrutiny, with question, with curiosity. Look at it. Let it be there. Evaluate it. So that's the stop. STTOP. Stop. Take some deep breaths to ground yourself into your experience in that moment. Take notice of what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what you're experiencing somatically, what you're doing, what triggered you. Observe what happens as you take some long, slow, deep breaths, and notice what you're thinking, feeling, doing, somatically experiencing, and what triggered you, and what you need most. Make room for it. Allow it to be there. Don't fight it. Don't change it. Don't minimize it. Don't dismiss it. Just make room for it. And that's the observe. Observe what happens as you breathe through it. Let it be there. Take notice of it. And the P is to respond in a way, plan to respond in a way that's the exact opposite to what you might have done in the past. And plan to respond in a way that shows yourself compassion, caring, kindness. So take some time to come back to the room around you. And at the end of every practice, serve this exercise. It's important, before you close the exercise, to reflect upon how it was helpful for you today. It'll be different each time you do it. And whether you do it listening to the audio recording, or you follow along with the paper that I'll email, the most important thing, wherever you are, whenever you get triggered, activated, hijacked, that you stop and walk through the steps. Stop. Take some deep breaths. Take notice of what you're thinking, you're feeling somatically, the behaviors, the triggers. Observe what happens as you let it be there. Breathe through it. Take notice. Take notice of what you need. Observe what happens as you pay attention to what you need. And P, plan to respond in a way that's the exact opposite to what you may have done in the past. And respond in a way that shows yourself compassion and kindness. So each time you close the exercise, reflect upon in your mind, and you may wish to take notes of how it was helpful for you today. What was different? What was interesting? What was curious? What was difficult? Take notice of how it was for you today to do this exercise. So when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return to the room around you.